episode 2420, In Whose Reality Are You Living?
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people drive. Happy every day. I hope you're having a fabulous week. Can you believe it? Fall is around the corner. A new season means what? Oh, we get to change our goals, switch things up again. You know what? It's all about our lifestyle today. In whose reality are you living? For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com, where you can learn more and to sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. Well, this episode is brought to you by the AIM Academy. Life isn't always about what you see. It's about what you do and the actions that follow. In whose reality are you living? Are you trying to conform to all the diets before you? Are you frustrated with little to no results? Or better yet, are you more focused on someone else's lifestyle that you forget you are your own person? Walking around campus the other day, it was interesting. I was noticing all the different women. Men too, but because I'm a woman, I'm looking at other women. And I noticed that, you know, some of them just stood out to me in a positive way. Their bodies were balanced proportionally. And sometimes I wonder if we are trying to live up to that standard. We see somebody else and we live in their reality. For me, I want to be just a couple inches taller. Now, in reality, that is not going to work. It's not going to happen. So I can sit here and fret all about it. I can sit here and daydream about, oh my gosh, wouldn't it be nice to have longer legs? If I could just stretch myself out just a little bit, I would be perfect in proportion. Yeah, but guess what? I'd be complaining about somebody and something else about me. But I'd also, you know, look at somebody and so they would be influencing me. We just have this thing about living in somebody else's reality. We want what they have. It's not even the Joneses effect anymore. And we try to do everything we can to get our hands on it. We beg, borrow, and steal. Yet, unfortunately, we don't know the whole story of those women that we see, that we assume are so proportionally balanced. But that's where you live. You take a snapshot in your mind and return to what you want through someone else, and the search begins. You want what they have. And it's not one of those things where it's kind of a weird thing. That's what we're talking about here. But it's the search for the best diet, the easy fitness routine, anything that will fulfill what you keep visually locked in your mind. Because what you see is what you want to get. For the most part, you'll never get to that someone you want to be merely for the fact that you are you and the other person cannot be duplicated. You're uniquely made. They're uniquely made. But there is better news. I know it doesn't sound like it right now. It sounds a little bit gloomy. You're like, yeah, that's why I'm still here. You got to get back to your own reality. That is your Kiss to Keep It Simple strategy. Get back to your own reality. You deserve better. You deserve more. And that means living your own reality. So I want to go over three things today that maybe you haven't thought about, or you haven't thought about it in this manner. Because healthy living comes by choice. You don't just get it. Most people don't gain weight because they're sitting around saying, I'm going to do everything I can to gain weight. That's exactly what I want to do. It doesn't work that way. Circumstances, situations, genes, lifestyle, choices that we make, all equals the reality of where we are in our lifestyle, healthy or unhealthy. And so it's important to look at, what is my reality? Where am I? Because I need to be on my reality scale. You may not like it, but you need to get there in order to achieve what you're aiming for, whatever that is. if you want to have stronger muscles, if you want to lose a few pounds. I mean, come on, be real. A lot of us want to lose weight. And believe it or not, the new year is coming up around the corner. But today is a day not to wait till the new year. Today, you take control of where you are right now. Get back to your own reality. Number one, stop the comparison and destructive self-talk. Looking at the other women that I saw on campus, they were all gorgeous, each within their own right. All of different backgrounds, all different stories. Some younger than me, some older than me. But as I'm walking and seeing this, what do you think I'm doing in my head? I'm going, click, click, wish I was her, comparison. Click, click, only if I could look that good when I'm that old. Click, click, if only I looked like that when I was young, maybe I would look different now. Click, click, right? It's those snapshots. And then you go back to that photo album in your head. And then you let the destructive self-talk begin and you play it over and over and you add different vocabulary to it. And the pictures actually, they get better of the other people and worse of you. What you see in the reflection, oh my gosh, Frankenstein. Okay, not literally, but figuratively. You don't like what you see and most definitely you don't love what you see. You got to stop the comparison, period. And you have to stop the destructive self-talk. You got to get back to your own reality. What does that look like for you? As much as I may think the 60-year-old woman has everything that I would like to be, but guess what? I will never be her. I could do exactly what she does, mimic everything that the woman eats, drinks, her lifestyle, and guess what? My life would still look different. It's not my reality. It's hers. So first off, stop the comparison and destructive self-talk. Number two, create seasonal appropriate goals. Now we're going to get real here, which you know I'm always getting real, but I'm really getting real because I'm on this track of perimenopause. But I'm on the cusp of menopause. It's exciting, scary all at the same time. I don't know what that means, except, well, right now, my hormones are crazy. But isn't most of our life? I was talking to my son last night, and he said, gosh darn it, Mom. He goes, why is it? We just need more time. We're all too busy, and we need more time. And I'm thinking, we need to change what we're doing. He said, you know what, Mom? One of my teachers said, I went to bed early. And I said, really? What was early to her? And he said, 10:30. He says, is that what we're living for? If that's early, my goodness, what's late? What's normal? You got to create seasonal appropriate goals for you. If you sit there and try to look at the huge picture, you're gonna get lost because in our lives, things change too much. You're going back to school now. Okay, maybe you're not going back to school, or maybe you are, but your children are going back to school. So it's a new season. Fall is around the corner officially. Believe it or not, up north, eventually will get a little cooler. And hopefully it will bring a little bit more of a breeze down here and will lessen our heat here in the south by about 10, 15, 20 degrees, which would be wonderful. Fall here is beautiful. Then we get to watch the leaves change color. And then I have to put them in piles because, I mean, literally we get feats of leaves. It's craziness. But I love it. Create seasonal appropriate goals. I'm looking at my perimenopause shifting into menopause. And let me tell you, with hormones all crazy and going all over the place, it's a roller coaster. It's a different ride literally every single day. And I've had to give myself permission to be okay with not having my body to respond the way I want it to or the way it used to. Because guess what? My body's not the same as what it used to be, and neither is yours. 10 years ago, your body was different. 5 years ago, your body was definitely different. Right now, today, oh my goodness, hold on. You're going to experience something new and different. We're always aging. But that doesn't mean that you have to give up what you love about yourself. So instead of throwing in the towel and saying, I'm never going to lose these 20 pounds, maybe losing it is going to look differently. It's not going to show up the same on the scale. I know it doesn't make sense. People say, I'm losing weight, but my needle on this, you know, scale is not moving. It's still staying right where it is. But guess what? I'm in a smaller dress size. Well, you're doing something right. But we look at ourselves and we measure. And we compare. And we try to put ourselves in this, you know, dreamlike reality that we want to adopt. And it's all in our head from all of those snapshots of seeing everybody else, seeing things on TV, in our social media feed going, this is what you need to look like. This is who you should aspire to. You'll never be like that person. I look at my mom. My mom's taller than me. And I jokingly tell her every once in a while, I'm like, why did you not give me height? She goes, well, I tried. It wasn't like my fault. It wasn't her fault. It's how I was dealt the genes. It is what it is. The cards are out. They are placed. So instead of beating yourself up, instead of trying to be someone you are not, and that's the key, you got to create seasonal appropriate goals. So for me, I'm giving myself some leniency. I'm giving myself permission to go through perimenopause to get myself in menopause so then I can begin to say, okay, what is my metabolism now going to look like? Because I'm telling you, my body is so extreme, it's ridiculous. But maybe on the other side, when I get over the hump and I'm in menopause, maybe I'll have more of a normal body. Who knows? But what I do know is where I am now. So I set those appropriate goals now. And for me, it's focusing on walking. Why? Because it keeps my sanity in check. It keeps my stress down. It gives me my private time with God. It allows me to walk the puppies. It definitely blesses me because I get to see all my neighbors. I get to be a part of my community. And it's just good for the soul. And it's definitely good for the heart. So I walk. I watch what I eat. Do I monitor it like crazy? No, not right now. Because my metabolism is like all over the place. Sometimes it's working great and the next day it's like totally at a dead stop. And I'm like, what happened? I don't know what happened except I am changing. So create your seasonal appropriate goals. And finally, number three, love yourself in transition. You're not going to be who you think you want to be tomorrow by doing what you do today because it takes time and you have to have patience. You did not get where you are today with your lifestyle overnight. It didn't happen. So you got to figure out, okay, I know I'm going to get to where I want to be, but I'm going to be patient and I'm going to love myself. Yeah, there might be times I'm like, oh, I don't like the way I look in the mirror. That's okay. Be honest with yourself. However, say, but you know what? You look beautiful anyway. Because your heart hasn't changed. Just your hormones a little bit. There is a difference. So you got to love yourself in transition. So then eventually, I promise you, the transformation will come. Think about that caterpillar. I took out the trash the other day and there was this beautiful, chunky, adorable caterpillar. Now you got to understand, I know most people don't think caterpillars are amazing, but they really are. And when I was a kid, I loved caterpillars. Now, snakes, not so much. Like, no, I don't want to touch them. I don't want to be near them. Spiders, not so much either. But a caterpillar, I'll pick one up and I would just let it crawl on me. Daddy long legs, I would do that too. I know I'm strange. Just, you know, hear me out here. But I would pick up these caterpillars and I would play with them. And then, of course, I learned that caterpillars turn into butterflies as I got older. You know, I learned all this stuff anyway. So when I took out the trash the other day, there was this big caterpillar walking. Now, believe it or not, I could have almost stepped on him, but I didn't, thank goodness. Somehow, my foot did not meet his body, which is great. And so he actually made it through life, and he was trucking. And I looked down and I stopped for a moment because we had a really hard rain the day or so before. And I was like, man, you're really on a journey, aren't you? You got these little legs. You're so dark. It's so hot outside. But you're still moving. And you're beautiful. And I thought, I wonder what that little caterpillar would say when finally the opportunity came where, all right, it's time to wrap myself up tight. It's time for my transition time. Oh, it's going to be a little hot. I don't know if I want to do this. It's going to be kind of weird to go through the process. But I guess, well, I'll do it. And I, well, you know, I'm a little fuzzy, but we'll see what happens on the other side. Transition happens. And finally, the cocoon opens. And the transformation is nothing but elegant beauty. Different colors. Beautiful big wings. That's loving yourself. That's what happens when you get to the other side. But you have to get back to your own reality. You have to be willing to take one step. One step at a time leads to miles of greatness. You have to be willing to see yourself as, yes, who you are in the mirror. You may not like it, but you can still love who you see. You can still be kind to yourself when you look at yourself. You got to be willing and ready to run your own race and live your own reality. You are beautiful. You are worthy. You are fearfully and wonderfully made. Don't sell yourself short and try to live in someone else's reality. Choose yours. The transition is temporary, but the transformation is eternal. Go out today, be present, be incredible, be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a beautiful day. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.